romero de Cuba.
From Giles Peterson's brand new Rumba Sessions album, which it's an event. I think it's out today, and Giles joins me here. The Rumba Experiments,
yep.
With the Motor City Drum Ensemble remix. Giles, welcome.
Hello, nice to see you.
Good to have you back. I'll set a little scene here because many, many years ago when I was a fledgling radio presenter, I used to listen to your show on Pirate Radio. We've become mates, of course, down the years. It's been a long journey, hasn't it? And all the way along the line, an obsession with Latin jazz and Cuban music, Brazilian music, and you still got that hunger.
Well, you started off by actually busting me because, was it you? It was, yeah. It was, we had a little station up the road in South London, and we were doing some illegal stuff, and we got a knock on the garden shed where the transmitter was, and it wasn't who it was meant to be. It was actually Chris Phillips. With an aerial. You'd found us. You'd busted us. Yeah. So ever since then, it's been great. But it's been amazing. That was over 30 years ago, and even more, 40 years ago. And it's just great to wake up on a beautiful day in London and be thankful that we can still be part of a progressive, incredible music scene. And from my point of view, whether it's championing British club culture around the world or whether it's being able to go to incredible locations like Havana or Brazil or other parts of the world where I can kind of try and create some interesting fusions. A little bit inspired, I have to say, by people like Kip Hanrahan and Bill Laswell and people like that who were sort of making these type of experiments back in the 70s and 80s where there was a bit more money in the music industry to do it. And fortunately for me, with the support of Havana Cultura, I've been able to go to Cuba over the last 8 years and build up a portfolio of recorded music and productions, which we're very proud of. And the latest album is a kind of combination of an album, an experiment, and a film. Because one of the things that every time I'd go back to Cuba to do these different projects, the one thing that I found the most fascinating and interesting and the area of music that I really didn't understand particularly was rumba and the roots of rumba. And you'd go past these people's houses in the suburbs of Havana and you'd hear this music coming out of the kitchen, and there'd be like a guy on clave, some batter drums, and someone on an MC and some singers, and it'd even be dancers sometimes, or and this music was just really the heartthrob. It wasn't son, it wasn't these other types really for me. I love all that, but for me going to Cuba, it's really getting in and hearing the real authentic rumba. And on the first album that I recorded, Havana Cultura, with Roberto Fonseca, we tried a combination of rumba with hip-hop on a track called La Revolution del Cuerpo, and that was my first sort of experiment with it. And but it was difficult, and I was listening around and looking, where does rumba sound good? You know, it's like, well, no, you've actually got to be there. It's a live thing. So for this latest project, I thought, okay, Let's look at rumba and let's just decipher it. Why is it so complex? Why is it so difficult for me to be able to get a really good recording of it? You know, why have people misunderstood it? Because, you know, you watch, I don't know, Strictly Come Dancing, and people think rumba is one thing, but rumba is a whole other thing. So I got an old friend of mine out called Crispin Robinson, who's a percussionist, who was in a band called Galliano for years, and he used to be obsessed by batter drums, and we used to make fun of him a little bit, like, oh god, he's just, you know, he's just on his drum thing. And so he'd just chat away to himself about drumming and percussion and rhythms and patterns and messages and all sorts of stuff, and we used to make fun of him. And then he used to every year go to spend loads of time in Cuba, and we're like, why are you going to Cuba all the time? And then he just said, look man, you know, you've got to get into this, you know, the rumba, I'm there, you know, the drummers are there, where this is like the holy place sort of thing. And so last year, when I decided I'd wanted to really find out about rumba, I thought, I'm going to get Crispin back out, because Crispin knows. So he was brilliant, because he opened up all the doors to all the different aspects of rumba. And we went out to Havana and we made a film with Charlie Inman, who made a film with us in Brazil the year before, called Son Zero Brazil Bam Bam Bam. And we spent a lot of time just filming and recording loads of rumba, which is what this is about. And so there's the film, which is called La Clave, and then there was a recording of original rumba at the brilliant studio, Egrem Studios. And there we got all these different groups of, because rumba is, there's the new rumba, there's the old rumba, there's the different styles, there's the politics of rumba. And so we got all these different people from different scenes within rumba, which fortunately for us, Crispin opened the doors to us for all that. And we recorded. And then with the stems, those recordings, I then sent them, this is the experiment bit, to different producers like Motor City Drum Ensemble, like Debris in Paris, like Poirier in Canada, like a bunch of guys in London, like Mo Colors, Tenderlonius, Al Dobson Jr. And I asked them, okay, these are these really complicated rumba rhythms. Can you make this work for me on the dance floor if I'm DJing on a Saturday night in East London. So basically, that's what we did. It was a lot of fun. And they all delivered incredible remixes of these stems, and they really got the culture and the understanding of what it was, and they've kind of done the experiment. So that was the project, and it's out today.
So essentially, you've taken the essence of, you know, what is ritualistic music in Cuba, isn't it? The Santeria traditions are strong there, and they're much respected. And I know you've been there, you've been a part of it. And in fact, that's kind of how you got hooked up with Daima Alacena, who we've been featuring on the station. And you've reinvented these in an electronic soundscape. How does the traditional side of Cuba embrace this reinvention?
Well, it's difficult to know. I mean, there's a festival that's actually opening up this year in Santiago, which a bunch of English guys have put together. So it'll be interesting to see how they're presenting people like Mala, people like Nicholas Jar. They introduced, you know, Quantic. So they're bringing a load of electronic DJs over to Santiago to do a festival and bring in this mixture of locals and foreigners into Santiago. So that'll be very interesting to see how it works. I mean, for me in the past, having DJed in Havana, you know, it's a place where there hasn't been internet. There still isn't any internet. You've got to think about that in the sense of, you know, music gets passed about by CDs like we used to do 15, 20 years ago. Yeah. It's word of mouth. It's music coming in from, you know, friends, relatives who've come in from Miami or other parts of the world. So it's really a much slower process. But I know that when we put on Mala for the first time over in Cuba, we did a record with him called Mala in Cuba, and we managed to organize a little party and get him to DJ. And it was amazing. It was the first ever electronic or certainly bass music club that they'd ever been in Havana. And the response was phenomenal. And in fact, one of the, on that night, the trumpeter just happened to be at the dance, and he started playing the trumpet as Mala was DJing, and he ended up coming over to England and recording, and now he's recording with Henry Wu and Yusef Kamal and all that stuff. So, you know, this guy started off at the club and he's now living in London playing trumpet, and, you know, so it's amazing.
A cultural exchange.
It's a cultural exchange. Yeah. And at the moment, I think, with the whole sort of political mood changing with Obama going over there soon as well, suddenly America and particularly is very interested in Cuba and what music there is and all that sort of stuff. So fortunately for myself as a producer, I've been working with this amazing singer over the last couple of years called Daima Alacena. And we've just made a new record with her, which we recorded when we were out there last summer. And it was done at this Egrem Studios. We don't have a lot of time to record these records, so we did it in a day. It was called One Takes, produced by Sinbad. And we asked her to record just some tracks, like Gods of the Yoruba by Horace Silver, various tracks. We did a version of Stuck by Pevin Everett. I don't know if you're about to play this one, but there's a song we played which I love. It's a track called L456.
We'll try and get to playing. It's typical of us. We've got so much to talk about in such little time. We'll play some more in just a moment. We also want to talk to you about Love Supreme Festival,
yes,
where you're appearing.
Yeah.
With a bit of a Dingwalls special. We'll get to talking about
that. It's an incredible lineup this year.
We'll talk more about that and play a little something from Kev Beadle's compilation. All right, Kev. I've got some another good friend of ours. In just a moment here on Jazz FM.
The world's greatest jazz, blues and soul from the world's greatest artists.
You're listening
to Jazz FM. We'll be right back.
good stuff right there. Terra Masahino, Samba de la Cruz. And we've picked that one off of Kev Beadle Presents the Best of Inner City Records, another great DJ and curator.
Yes.
Part of the whole legacy of the jazz dance. I'm talking with Giles Peterson here on Jazz FM. And I guess that's what commonly known as a Dingwalls classic.
That is a Dingwalls classic. I think it might have started its life at the Electric Ballroom, actually, upstairs with Paul Murphy. But one of those songs that ended up transferring to a Sunday afternoon session we used to have. And I had it for years, actually, with Patrick Forge. Kevin Beadle used to play there as well. Lots of bands, everybody from Courtney Pine to Aieta and Flora Purim Royers, they all used to play there on a Sunday afternoon. And this was certainly a classic, a regular track that was dropped.
Love a bit of Dingwalls. The same guys going along now in their mid-50s and with their flat caps and enjoying the music on a Sunday when you get it together every now and again. But you're bringing the whole thing to Love Supreme Festival this year.
This is interesting
because you're normally doing your set festival around about that weekend as well, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do a festival in set called the Worldwide Festival, which is actually the week after this year, so it's perfect timing. It's allowing us to do something special at the Love Supreme Festival, which is an incredible lineup. I think it's been done brilliantly. Kamasi's there, there's Go-Go Penguin, loads of great artists performing. And they asked me, what do I want to do? And I said, well, why don't I do the Dingwalls thing, because it's that sort of audience, I think, and I love it. And like, I've done a couple of parties at Stand and Calling where we've done brought the Dingwalls sound to there. And I don't do a lot of revival stuff, but twice a year we go back to Dingwalls and it's always brilliant. And so it allows Patrick Forge and myself, the original residents of Dingwalls, to play those tunes, and people love it. And you know what the funniest thing is? It's the kids love it the most.
It's
the youth are really into it.
I think, the legend of it.
Well, I think there's a sort of a little bit of a turn against the sort of machine. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are looking more for organic music. So suddenly records like Samba de la Cruz by Terra Masahino do sound great, and to a new audience. So yeah, it's great to see it. So you get this kind of rave response to jazz, which is the whole point. So it's great. And we've got Dimer, who's going to be performing live as well that night, so I'm really excited about it.
So the new album is One Takes, and I guess it does exactly what it says on the tin. Tell me more briefly, just so we can get some in, about this album and how it's put together.
Yeah, recorded in one day, Egrem Studios. We're recording her next album proper in May in Havana, but this is a one day album. She's that talented. It's mainly Chucho Valdez's band. And between Sinbad and myself, we'd picked a bunch of songs, some well-known ones like Gods of the Yoruba, for example, Horace Silver, to some lesser-known ones like the one we're about to play you, which is originally a song by a group called Los Brito, all covers apart from one song. And we just said to Dimas, show us your skills and do it in one take. And this is her track called L456.
Thank you so much, Giles, for coming by.
Cheers, Chris.
Strange when you interview your mate on the radio, but we have to now and again. Dime Aracena. We'll be right back. Jaime Adesina and L456 from her forthcoming album called One Takes. Thanks to Giles for coming by. Mark Walker's here after the latest news.